Workman, Mabel. St. Helena, California, September 18, 1911. Mrs. Mabel Workman, Loma Linda, California. My dear granddaughter Mabel, yesterday and today you have been much on my mind. I would be glad to see you. I am anxious to hear from you, and as you have not written to me for some time, I thought I would stir up your mind to the remembrance that your grandmother is alive and very much interested to hear from you. Recently, I have been very much occupied in the work of closing up my book on the Acts of the Apostles. I think that my part of this work is about finished. Whenever you find a place where you can use your experience and ability to be a help to the workers at Loma Linda, cheerfully act a part. You need not mind so much whether the work pays anything or not. Do what you can to help, and if you need help from me, just let me know. When you were a child, your mother committed you to me and said, "Mabel will need your counsel." Then I faithfully pledged myself to have a care for you. My counsel to you at the present time is this: guard very carefully your religious experience. With faithfulness, guard your spiritual eyesight. Look to heaven for light, for wisdom, and for strength. Let your spiritual perceptions take in the situation as it is in that great institution. Then you may be able to impart to others a helpful influence. Let not your interest in the institution and the faithfulness of your labors in any way be measured by the reward which you may receive. But be true and kindly, and help where you see your help is needed. I will ever stand by you to help in time of need. Your husband I highly respect as a man who loves and fears God. I am sincerely interested in his welfare. With heart and soul, I long for your soul's welfare and desire to help you both that you may stand true and do good in whatever capacity you may be called upon to labor. Later. Since writing the foregoing, your father has handed me your letter of September 16th, telling us that you have been requested to consider the matter of acting as preceptress in the women's dormitory. My advice to you is to seek the Lord earnestly for guidance and for help. Then offer yourself to do whatever you are requested to do. Work humbly in the fear of God. Study the instruction He has given in His Word. Study the counsels He has given in the testimonies. Let your husband's judgment help you and do your best. Your grandmother.